Well, the celebration of life, as well as a moment for street culture. So we've tried to kind of add as much into the festival this year that represents all of those things. We don't want it to be a memorial service. We want it to be a real celebration of life. So we're going to be adding in a tribute moment to Ricky on each day. That's busy being designed by his band and his wife, Bianca. In addition, we are going to be, you know, celebrating the street culture with street fashion, street art, skate, sports, lifestyle, any of the elements that make street culture so prominent, whether it be the sneakerheads, the fashionistas, the cotton eaters. Every single person that's, every single subculture is being represented musically, physically, and experientially across the weekend. The obvious things that have been difficult in organizing the festival this year have been the changes around COVID and the legislation around COVID, making it really difficult to produce a festival that has enough foot traffic to make, make funding the festival possible, as well as making the festival an experience that the artists are happy with. You know, they want to perform to big numbers. We want to host big numbers. So that has been our biggest challenge. And then obviously trying to get our date and moving the dates a few times. Ricky's passing threw us all into a bit of a dark place and a bit of a spin. And trying to find out whether or not we wanted to even do the festival was a big decision for us to take, and realizing that we needed to do it to honor our friend and keep his legacy alive. So that has been our one of our main challenges alongside COVID and funding. We have a whole lot of artists that truly love Ricky and love Cotton Fest and love what we've done and have put their names forward to come on board. More people than you would expect have offered to play and really want to play, which has made our lives a lot easier. We've had phenomenal support from our talent pool and our artists to come in. But our team, Jody and Bianca, Becky, and some of our network have been amazing at bringing this lineup together and getting it signed off. Ricky started the lineup and started the process, and we're lucky enough to just have the love of refining it. So obviously the safety and health of our festival goers is paramount. We've improved or increased our security from the years before. Our number of security has swelled. We've got more support from JMPD and the city of Johannesburg. We've got additional security suppliers that are going to be looking after zones within the festival to make sure that the patrons are extra safe. We've got an outside area and an inside area plan to make sure that people are looked after. Obviously, adding COVID checks and ID checks has been a big thing added to our requirements from the city. And also, we are not doing as many numbers per day as what we did in previous years, and rather focusing on a two-day more manageable groundswell of people. Don't miss out. You never know if this is going to be the last. Cotton Fest is coming back bigger and better than ever, and we need to celebrate the life of our friend and our hero, and the only way to do that is to get a ticket and come down. That's all we can say. If you don't be there, you've missed out massively, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.